Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Rome, and we're going to learn about using Java in Kubernetes. Welcome to the show, Rome.
Thank you.
So what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm an engineering manager in Visual Studio team, and our team actually works on all kinds of tools to support Java development.
Okay, is that specifically for Visual Studio Code or anything?
Oh,
got it.
Yeah, it's on Visual Studio Code.
Perfect. Yeah, Visual Studio Code has quickly become my favorite tool I use every single day. I use it for not only Java, but PowerShell, .NET, Node, everything.
That's the point. We call this kind of developers like you polyglot developers. They kind of work with every language and every kind of projects in with Visual Studio Code.
Yeah, it's the extension library that makes it so easy to use, because whatever I need, it's in the, like, there's an extension for it already. That has to be true for the Java world as well.
Yeah, exactly. Today I'm going to show you what we can do with Java and also Kubernetes inside Visual Studio Code.
Cool.
Let me show you the portfolio we have. If you search Java inside the marketplace of Visual Studio Code, you actually get a bunch of them. We actually pack them for you. If you start with the Java extension pack, you have the language support. This is from Red Hat, and we also contribute to that project. Okay. And then we contribute a debugger for Java, and also the Java test runner for JUnit.
Oh, perfect.
And also Maven. This is all you need for Java development.
Gotcha.
But today, we work with containers for microservices. So we also use the Docker extension from Microsoft, and also the Kubernetes ones. This is all the extensions we need today.
Gotcha.
You can check it yourself later. Yeah.
I know I've done some Java, especially I do a lot for demos and things like that. The most popular framework I've seen is Spring.
Are
there extensions for Spring as
well? Yeah, exactly. Our friend Pivotal actually published several extensions to support Spring Boot development.
Gotcha.
It's the Spring Boot extension pack. We actually contribute the Spring initializer for to this package.
Okay.
You can start if you're using Spring Boot. You can start with this one.
Perfect. So show me what are we going to do today? So are we going to take an application and develop it locally and move it to the cloud?
Yeah, exactly. Today I'm going to show you this example. We have this. We published this sample project to on GitHub.
Okay.
You can download or clone it from there. This is a very simple Spring Boot application that it has a web interface of a to-do list.
Okay.
And it talks to Cosmos DB in the back end, and it maintains a to-do list.
Perfect.
That's the application.
Okay.
I already cloned it myself, so let's jump into the application. Okay. This is a very typical Java application, Spring Boot application at the same time. It has the model and the controller and also the data persistent layer that talks to the document DB.
Got it. So we already have APIs and SDKs that we can install in Java to allow us to access all that stuff inside of Azure.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, you actually use the Maven archetype or Spring Initializer to scaffold your project in Visual Studio Code.
All right, perfect.
Yes. And so next, if you just want to run it locally, just like other Java applications, you can just hit F5.
Okay.
And everything is all set.
But when I do that, it's not running in a container at that point, right? It's just running locally off of my machine.
Yeah, exactly. It actually launches the JVM to launch your program.
Right. It's just fine for when you're doing quick development. But
exactly.
If I'm going to deploy it in a container, chances are I want to develop and test it in a container too, to make sure that the image that I build is going to be the image that's going to be deployed. So how would I take the F5 experience you just gave me and actually make it Dockerized such that it's accurate?
Yeah, exactly. For with the help of the Docker extension, we already have this Docker file inside the repository. You can just right-click on it and then click Build Image.
Got it. And okay, so when you build an image, though, that you have to have a Docker infrastructure on your machine. So it looks like you're on a Mac. So you have Docker for Mac on your machine, and that's where the image is actually being built.
Yeah, exactly.
And this would be the same if I were on Windows. I would just install Docker for Windows on my machine, and the same experience would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so the image is built. You can check it inside the Docker Explorer. The image is here. And the next thing, we need to take this image and run it inside Kubernetes.
Okay.
This is where the Kubernetes plugin can kick in.
Okay.
So there is one problem we need to solve before we can run it inside Kubernetes. Because as I said before, this application talks to document DB. Mm-hmm. We need to provide the credentials to access that DB.
Gotcha. Right?
So typically, you can do it inside Azure Portal to provision the DocumentDB instance and copy-paste everything here.
Okay.
But today, I'm going to use something even cooler. That's the service catalog of Kubernetes.
Oh, okay. That's where you can store secrets and stuff, right?
Yes, exactly. The command line tool is servicecat, and then you just it can list all the classes of Azure offerings. Today, we're using the Cosmos DB. And also, for the cloud service, you actually care about the plans, right? So we can Okay. Here we have one plan of Document DB. The next thing is we can directly provision this instance of Document DB within the command line.
Okay. So right now you don't have a Document DB in Azure. Mm-hmm. You're provisioning it right now?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it.
So this is how we provision this Document DB instance. Let me just hit enter. It actually returns immediately, but it's still provisioning. We can check the status here. Is it provisioning? So I already have another one provisioned. Let's just use that one for the demo, okay?
We're great. But we see how easy it is, right, mm-hmm. from inside of Visual Studio Code to be able to go provision a new Cosmos DB.
Yeah, exactly.
And what you're saying is that you've previously already done this, and we're just going to do that when to continue the demo. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect.
Okay. The next thing is to expose that to a Kubernetes pod, right, to expose the service. So we do that using the bind command. So what it does is that it exposes the credentials as Kubernetes secrets.
Okay, so this cat tool that you're using, where was that installed? Was that installed through the Kubernetes extension?
No, you actually need to install that. It's still a Kubernetes incubator project. You need to install that from that page.
Okay, mm-hmm. got it. Okay, good. So then I'll have this, and it works with making sure that the information that I'm collecting for mm-hmm. the connectivity information, the connection string for my Cosmos DB is then going to be stored safely inside of Kubernetes.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, by leveraging the Kubernetes secrets infrastructure.
Okay, uh-huh. Got it.
This is the secrets we just binded by running the bind command. You can actually see the primary key here and URI here. This is all the information. And the next, we need to map this information to the system, to the environment variables here. So we do that using the the manifest files.
Got it.
This is how we map it. We reference it from the secret and map the entries to the environment variable we need.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So next thing is we need to run the Kubernetes command that comes with the Kubernetes extension. So if you want to create this the deployment, you just run the Kubernetes. You actually see a bunch of Kubernetes started commands here. We run the created one. So the deployment is actually created. With the help of Explorer, the Explorer actually visualizes everything.
Okay.
So you can see here, the deployment is here.
And I see right now, it looks like Kubernetes is connected to Minikube.
Yes.
Which is a development instance that you have running on your
mm-hmm,
machine.
Exactly.
And that's because of your kubeconfig mm-hmm. is configured with that.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to go to AKS or a different cluster, I would just simply change that and
yes,
all these same
exactly.
commands would work.
It will still work.
Perfect.
Okay.
Got it.
So this is the deployment we have. We actually rolled out two pods. You can actually check them there. This is the pods we have. And you can actually see the logs. Let's check the logs to see how our application is running. Okay. So this is the Spring application we're running. It's starting. The next thing is we need to expose that for external access.
Okay.
We do that through using
service.
The service.
Yep.
Okay. Let's create that service also. Okay. It is created. So the last thing we need to do is to run the Minikube command to access that service.
Okay.
Let me check the name of the service. Refresh a bit. Okay, this is the service.
Okay.
It's to do. It will launch the service. Oh, sorry. Because this is expected because the Spring Boot application is actually starting, right?
Exactly.
It's not finished. Okay, it started.
Perfect.
Okay. This is all live. It's actually talking to the Document DB on Azure.
Okay.
Let's just add something into it. Azure. Okay. Add this item. okay, and check that. We just did
right,
it.
We just did it here. Yes, exactly. Done recording. Exactly.
Okay.
Awesome. And to now, because it's inside of an image, I could then publish this to a registry, mm-hmm. and then from that registry, pull it down to my actual production
cluster. Yeah, exactly. Cluster. With the help of the Docker extension, you actually can push this image to Docker Hub.
Okay.
Or you can have a ACR provided by Azure. You can right. use that too.
Right. ACR is Azure Container Registry, mm-hmm. for those who don't know yeah. our crazy acronyms and things
yeah.
like that. Perfect. So that's your own private registry, mm-hmm. where you can store your images and then pull them down into any host that you want,
yes.
including Kubernetes. Okay. This is awesome, awesome stuff. Again, every time I use Visual Studio Code, it just blows my mind how I don't have to leave it to get anything done, right?
Everything I'm a needs fan. There. I'm a fan.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And what's also I like about, you're on a Mac, I'm on a Windows machine, I also have Linux boxes, and code is the same everywhere. So
yeah.
I feel completely comfortable yeah. no matter what platform I'm actually developing
yeah, exactly.
on.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wanted to learn more about this, where would they go to learn more about okay. using Java with Visual Studio Code?
Okay, we actually have this page on the website of Visual Studio Code. You can remember this URL. I always encourage Java developers to start with this page. We have a tutorial here. You can work with a Spring Boot and also a serverless and debugging. All kinds of information is here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That's incredible stuff. We're learning all about using Java and Kubernetes here on Azure Friday.